I came from a family which had a great appreciation of the arts, and at a very, very young age, I was carefully and expertly exposed to the arts of dance, which I did. I was a child actor. I was a painter, and I was given piano lessons in due course, and I think I gravitated to music because I felt most comfortable doing it, and it was most rewarding to me, I think, and that's why I kept up with it. I was on my way to becoming a concert pianist during my adolescence, and that was interrupted by an event called World War II, although I did start giving some recitals, and I incidentally was studying composition all the while as well, but I never thought I'd be a composer, even though I was studying with such distinguished people as Roger Sessions. When I was about, I guess I must have been about 13, I had a scholarship with a very fine piano teacher in New York by the name of Henrietta Michelson. She was a teacher at Juilliard, and she gave me a personal scholarship, but I was an improviser. I was always improvising, more of an improviser than a practicer. And I really owe it to her that instead of slapping me on the hand and saying, stop that nonsense and keep practicing, she decided instead to find out if what I was doing had any value. So she took me to meet what she considered at that time a very, very young colleague. In fact, he was at that time only 33 years old, having more or less recently returned from Paris and living right near New York University in the Village, and his name was and is Aaron Copland. And she took me to see Copland and sat me down, and I can remember very clearly playing a little A minor waltz for him, of which I can still remember the first phrase, as a matter of fact, and then asked him the question, you know, is this person talented? And he said, well, who can tell really in the future, but I certainly think what he is doing warrants help and teaching, and it's worth pursuing, you know, at this point, which is what he said. He then sent me to study with a colleague of his by the name of Israel Sitkowitz, and that's really when I started studying composition in any serious way.